Oh, he is good. He is so good to us. Now, I fixed myself this morning what I fixed the pastor last week, and I'm hoping that it helps my voice, that I'll be able to speak, because it's quite a bit for me this morning. But anyways, I had this here, I was going to say, and I thought I was going to try to get someone to come up here, Paul, and do this, but that's okay. That's all right. I thought, well, you never know what God has in store. But I'm going to talk this morning about how God speaks to us. In James 1:5, it says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. And sometimes I know we as Christians, we think, oh, Lord, I can't ask this stupid thing. It's so stupid, I don't even want to ask it. But you know what? God already knows it's on our heart. You might as well go ahead and ask it. Hallelujah. By wisdom, James, it means the ability to make wise decisions. And we need wisdom. We can pray and talk to God, and he will generously supply what we need. We don't have to stumble around. We can ask for God's wisdom to guide our choices. God always answers his prayers when we ask him. We've got to ask him. It is practical. God's wisdom relates to our lives, even during trying times. It is divine. God's wisdom goes beyond common sense. It is Christ-like. When we ask for wisdom, we are ultimately asking to be more like Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there's just many times when you're reading the Word that you think to yourself, oh, God, oh, God, draw me closer to you. I want to be more like you. But you know what? We got to read. We got to pray. We got to seek God's face. One reason hearing God's voice is so powerful that it releases God's wisdom into a situation, and God's wisdom can completely turn things around. And we've seen that here many, many times. Our verse says God gives us wisdom, but what does it mean to be wise? Simply put, wise people make decisions now that they will be happy with later. Unwise people, on the other hand, do what feels good at the moment and almost always ends up unhappy with their choices. Unwise people, they operate out of their emotions instead of asking God for his wisdom, and usually regret. That's the reason why we do need to have wisdom, because when something comes about, we now have no idea. In our own thought, we're already trying to figure it out. We're already got it going. We don't even give God a chance to even work on anything. Our emotions, they're up and they're down. They're good one day and bad the next. Hallelujah. Wise people realize that they have been incredibly blessed by God as they experience the kind of fruitfulness that comes from making wise choices. We need to ask God every day for wisdom. Make decisions now that you'll be happy with later. There is nothing negative about God. In Ephesians it says, now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish more than we might even ask or think. Expect big things from God. There is nothing negative about God. There is nothing in him, in his actions or whatever, would ever disappoint us. Would ever disappoint. All we got to do is get in that word. All we got to do, no matter what the situation may be, is get into that word. He's a good God for us. So that's what we need to expect. As we pray, we should not pray and then wonder, will God do anything, stumble around, whatever. We should pray expecting God to do even more than we've even asked. Don't be afraid to say, Lord, it's me again. It's me again. We think sometimes he gets tired, but he never gets tired to hear from his people. It's me again. Hallelujah. God's love finds complete expression only in Christ, in union with Christ. And through his empowering spirit, we are complete. In Christ, we lack nothing, have nothing to lose, and have nothing to fear. We have all the fullness of God availability to us, but we must claim that fullness by living in touch with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 We need to do that. We need to hear God speak to us. We need to speak to God. And we need not be ashamed. And we need to say, Lord, here I am. Use me, Lord. Use me. Father, I come to you today. And I worship you, Lord. And I pray this morning that, God, you'll touch your people. I pray this morning, God, they will not leave this building without sensing your presence, Lord. And those that may be watching, Father God, help them, Lord. Those that are sick, Lord, touch their bodies, Father God. Heal them, Lord God. Be with them, God. Make them strong again, Lord. God, we know that you're the mighty God, and we love you this morning. I pray this morning your will be done. I pray this morning you touch us, Lord, and let our eyes and our ears be open to you, Lord. Let us do, Father God, what you've asked us to do. I pray in your name this morning, and we'll forever give you all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We can pray and we can pray and we can pray. And that's really all that we've got, is to pray. Because when you give up on your prayers, something's wrong. Something's going wrong. Let me put it to you that way. Because we've got to pray for our children. We've got to pray for our family. We've got to pray for our nation. Hallelujah. We've got to pray. I think when I thought, one of them words that I was saying in one of the other, when I was talking about common sense, I thank the Lord. I feel like sometimes we're coming back to common sense. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But anyways, I thought to myself coming out here, lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. And I thought, God, sometimes I feel like I could just take off running. And then sometimes I think I could just come down and talk a little bit to you. And then sometimes I think I better stand still because I'm kind of wobbly and I don't want to fall on my face. But anyways, I want to say, I had spoke last week, and I was surprised. I see a lot of you came back after what I said last week. I wasn't real sure about that. I was pretty hard. But I had to do what the Lord laid on my heart, so, and I did. And the Lord, evidently, he didn't rebuke me for anything. He didn't say it was bad. You know, he didn't tell me anything was wrong with it. So I assumed it was all right, and I assumed those that needed it, they took it, and they received it. Hallelujah. But I'm going to read from a scripture, Romans 15:13. And what I'm going to talk about this morning is, may the God of hope. But in Romans 15:13, it says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace, become your trust in him. Then you will overflow with confidence, hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's what I want to say this morning. Because when you lose your hope, you lose a lot of things. You lose your joy. You lose your strength. You lose your get up and go and want to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what do you hope for this morning? Some say healing. Some say bills paid off. Some say relationships. And there's a lot that we can hope for. But Paul the Apostle was meeting with believers to let them know about hope. And in Romans 5:1 it says, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight for faith, we have peace with him. God, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. God gives us our hope this morning. Apart from faith, we have no hope. Now think about that this morning. We cannot create or talk ourselves into that kind of a hope on your own. There's just no way. God gives it to us as a gift of the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8:23, and we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as foretaste of the future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. Have you ever just got down and you've prayed to the Lord You're out of words, but oh, you can groan. Oh, you can cry. Oh, you can shout. You can tell God everything that's bothering you. And oh, sometimes that just comes through, the groaning and the moaning. Hallelujah. You can pray to God for His will to be done in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as His adopted children, including the new bodies that He has promised us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We were given this hope when we were saved. When we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. Most young children naturally trust their parents, even though we sometimes fail to keep our promises to our kids. We don't mean to do that, but sometimes that happens. Our Heavenly Father never makes a promise that He will not keep. Our Father will never do that to us. He has given us hope, but His plan will unfold according to His timetable. And certain things may take longer than we expect. And that's so true. I won't tell you the whole ordeal about things, but we received a call last week. And I'll say it's been a good 20 years that we were waiting for this call. A good 20 years because when you know that you've not done anything, and you know that the Lord called you, and you know you didn't hurt anybody, you had never deliberately hurt anybody, but that person called us. And I thanked him for it, I'm telling you. That was such a blessing when Pastor come home and he was telling me about the call. I could have shouted right then. I could have quit everything right then. I'll tell you what. And I know our Father, He keeps His promises. I know that He does. He's the one that gives us the hope. But His plans will unfold according to His timetable. Not ours, but His. But 20 years seems like a long time to me. And certain things may take longer than we expect, and it sure did. What are we waiting for? Let me tell you this morning, new bodies, a new heaven, a new earth, rest, rewards, our eternal family and home, the absence of sin and suffering. Hallelujah. Oh, how we long for those things. How we long for those things. Sometimes you think you can't even go out of your house, or you can't go shopping, or you can't go out to eat. You can't have fellowship with one another. You think of these things all the time because of the way the wickedness is and the way the evil is around us. But you know what? I don't believe God wants a one of us to live in fear. I don't believe that for a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And being face to face with Jesus, rather than acting like impatient children as we wait for God's promises to be fulfilled, we should place our confidence in God's current promises to bring good out of bad situations. And He does. It may not look like it at that moment, but He will. If you trust in the Lord, He will. Hallelujah. I don't know when, and I don't know how, but I believe what my God says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll give us divine wisdom for daily living and encourages us with peace of heart and mind. God is the source of hope this morning. God works through imperfect people. Remember, there is hope for tomorrow. Remember the verse on faith. Faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And you say that a few times over and get to the meaning of that. Oh, Lord, that's a good verse. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for, and it is the evidence of things we cannot see. Faith starts with believing in God's goodness and His truth, that He is who He says He is. Oh God. Faith to reach, to rise the highest point. Hallelujah. Knowing that God will do what He has promised. When we believe that He will fulfill His promises, even though we don't see them materializing yet, we demonstrate true faith. We cannot stop that. Remember, Jesus is the Holy One. He is the only person worthy of our worship. In him is perfection, the way to God. Jesus says, I call you to adore me with all that is in you. Give no man such high praise as you reverence me with your entire life, as you reverence me. Hallelujah. You will find complete fulfillment and joy in everyday tasks that I call you to do. This is what the Lord says for us, as well as in my ultimate purpose, that all might come to know me. 1 John 2:20, it says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. God gave us hope. Hope is confidence, trust with expectation of fulfillment. In Psalms 42:5, it says, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God, my Savior and my God. Last week when I was up here talking, I said, and I listened to it, and I don't ever get a chance to listen to a lot of the messages and stuff that's given, but some pastor said I wanted to hear. I don't know what it was, but anyways, I bet you I said hallelujah 100 times. I thought, Karen, why do you? But it's praising the Lord. But I thought I had to have said that many times. It seemed like everything came out of my mouth. Oh hallelujah! Oh hallelujah! Oh hallelujah! And I just went on and on and on. I thought I didn't realize that I had said it that many times. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Sometimes we get depressed. Depression affects many people. Sometimes it requires us to seek counseling and medical help. God has given us counselors, doctors, and medicines to aid in healing and meditate on the records of God's goodness so his people can also help us. Recalling how God has worked in our lives might help take our minds off of the present situation, and can give us hope that it will improve. It will focus our thoughts on God's ability to help us rather than on ourselves, on our own ability to help ourselves. When you feel down or discouraged, take advantage of this psalm's advice. We need to read about God's goodness, and we need to meditate upon them. Hallelujah. Listen to me this morning. Jesus is our hope. In him we have unshakable confidence that God will fulfill all of his promises to us who believe. He says, as you trust in me, I will be all those things which God has joy in the desires to be. Steadfast endurance, peace, love are yours as you boldly come to me, and I will complete in you what I have begun. Christ Jesus, who is our hope. 1 Timothy 1:1. We can't lose hope. There are some things you just got to keep and not lose. Hallelujah. You've got to meditate on daily. And I say this morning because strength and hope, they are so important in the believer's life. Joy, because joy is something that we need. Joy and strength is our praise, and it's our worship this morning. Jesus is our joy. In him we take pleasure that bubbles over in happy expression. He says, as you enjoy me and delight in me, you will desire even more to follow in my steps. Stay close to the glory, walking, leaping, and praising God for the healing you have received from him today. Hallelujah. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made free. Hallelujah. Listen, the Lord says, I give you hope and peace. You have to lean on me. You have to put your trust in me. You have to put it all in me and nobody else. If I lose hope, then I lose joy, and then I have no strength. God knows my weakness, but he doesn't want me to stay in a weak condition. In Psalms 119:49, he says, remember your promise to me. It is my only hope. Psalms 119:74 says, may all who fear you find in me a cause for joy, for I have put my hope in your word. Psalms 119:50 says, your promise revives me. It comforts me in all my troubles. Obeying God's law does not mean that you inhabit or you restrain us. Instead, it frees us to be who God designed us to be. By living God's way, we have freedom to fulfill His plan for our lives. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 13:12, it says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life." Oh God. God created us. He knows us, and He loves us. It only makes sense then to listen to His instruction and to do what He says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 12:2, rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. You got to keep on praying this morning. In 1 Timothy 4:10, it says, "This is why we work hard and continue to struggle, for our hope is in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and particularly of all believers this morning." We're meeting this morning with all the other believers to strengthen one another. And we draw strength from one another when we come together and when we meet each other. Hallelujah. This is our hope. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it." Always be ready. Instead of being afraid of people, hallelujah, hallelujah, believers are to focus on Christ. Peter says to replace fear with faith and honor. When believers honor Him in their hearts, they have confidence that He controls events. He treats and reigns as King, and that's all power and authority. We must answer to Him. Jesus is the hope of glory. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has come through history to those who had no hope. Hallelujah. Jesus is our only hope of glory. And how He deserves our honor and grateful praise. He says, "Before I came, your name was nothing. Now you are known by my name. Many despise me and will reject you today because you love me. Hold fast to the hope within you. It will cause you to rejoice." Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the anchor of our souls, our mind, our emotions, our thoughts, and our wills. Will is held by Him with an unbreakable chain, which is secured to the heart of God. In a still, small voice, He seems to say, "Stop trying so hard to hold on to me. I am never going to let you go. Rest on the waters of your life. Let me hold you. Respond to the hope I have placed in you." Didn't I walk on the water? Hallelujah. Your situations isn't too big for God. Just remember, He is your helper. He is your protector. And He is your provider. So whatever you need this morning, whatever you have need of, know that you have God of all wisdom, healing, and comfort, protection, and provision on our side. And because of this, you can confidently say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Isn't God good to us? Isn't He good to us? Is He your hope this morning? Is that who you rest upon? Is that who you trust on? Or are we all thinking, "Well, it's about time to leave. We're going to go get something to eat." You know something? We come into this church, I don't care if it's a child, if it's a youth, who it is, young people, we come, we gather together, and we worship the Lord God Almighty, knowing that He is our God, knowing that He wants to speak to us, knowing that those are hurting, that He will help them, knowing that if we would come forth, I think so many times in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I think, "Oh God, we need a church filled with people speaking in tongues and being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost." That is joy. And that is hope. And that is the strength that you need this morning. All of us need it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord right now for what He's doing and who He's touching. But I haven't got a whole lot more to say. God hasn't laid anything on my heart. I ask Him, Lord, if You want me to say any more, please say. Let me say. But the only thing I can say is, He is God of our hope. And He's God of your hope. And if any of you, I will say this, Paul gives confident assurance to us by reminding them that God gives us our hope. We cannot create or talk ourselves into this kind of hope on our own. God gives it as a gift of the Holy Spirit. God is God. And you can't add anything to the book, and you can't take anything out. And if you're reading God's word, your life should be full of joy, and your life should be full of hope. And even though we may go through things, and believe me, I don't believe there's one person in here that doesn't go through something that hasn't hurt the heart, that hasn't really hurt the heart. And if you're a mom or a grandma, it's hurt the heart somewhere along the line. Oh, God. I don't know if you have a need this morning. I don't know if you need salvation. I don't know if you need just someone to come up and lay hands on you. I don't know what you need, but these altars right now, they're open. They are open for anyone that wants to come. They are open for anyone who wants prayed for this morning. Father God, I've said what You've given me. And I know, dear Lord, You're our hope. And I know, God, You've talked to Your people this morning. I know, God, that You're here with us and that You have never left us. And I pray, oh, Father God, that You be with Your people. Lord, if any need anything, Father God, let them come to the altar. Let people pray for them this morning, Lord. Help us, Father God, to always be obedient to You, Lord. And we'll forever give You all the praise. I pray right now, oh God, for our children, Lord, and our grandchildren, Lord. I pray, God, that You would touch them. And God, their hearts would be open, Lord, to receive from You, Lord, what You want them to have. Oh, God, they could have the whole world, but without You, Lord, they're lost. Without You, Lord, they're lost. And I know, God, You can draw them to You, Lord Jesus. And that's my desire, for my children to be saved. And I know it's the congregation's desire for our children to be saved, Lord. I pray, God, that we never lose hope. We never lose the joy that You have given us, Lord. I pray right now, Lord, we worship, Lord, and we love You, and we adore You. And I'll give You all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know this wasn't a long message, but I only had this morning.